email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
As the seasons change, it's time to talk skincare. Jennifer Rock is the founder and owner of The Skin Nerd and Skin Ingredients, and Jennifer joins us in studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And since we last spoke, you got married. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tell us all about it. What you wear? Where'd you go on honeymoon?
I just honestly feel really grateful right now. I'm definitely in that floating honeymoon bubble where you just feel so grateful, don't you? Like, when else in your life do you have every single person that's made an impact in your life in one room at one stage for such a positive reason? So it was pretty special.
Yeah.
So we just came back from Santorini last week. So I'm totally zenned and delighted to be here.
Yeah, I looked up Santorini. It sounds Italian, but it's a Greek island.
Yes, exactly.
And people will know because of the white buildings with the blue domes.
Exactly, that's what they're renowned for. Yes. It's just beautiful. It looks like, it's just idyllic, it's picturesque. You can't believe that it's real. It looks photoshopped, it's so perfect.
Yeah, yeah. People are travelling there just for Insta moments.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't do that now, no. To be fair. But yeah, it's just absolutely beautiful.
One of their selling points is the sunset.
Oh, it's just, right, it's spectacular. It honestly was, like, we tried to, you kind of orchestrate your whole day around the sunset, right, because it's so magical to watch that you feel, God, when will I ever see this again? But it's just magnificent. It's every single colour and more. And it goes down, as we know, the sunset goes down quite quickly. So it's 10 minutes to capture it and then the rest of the night is your own. So pretty special days.
Now, a lot of places are complaining about being over-touristed. If that's a verb.
But you
weren't in high season. You weren't there in high season, so it wasn't that bad, was it?
Like, how ironic is it, someone who's very involved in skincare, but I love that we went at off-peak season, if you will. So it was towards the end of their season, so an awful lot of the workers were starting to head back home. But the weather was just ideal. It was just the perfect sweet spot where there was shelter, wind and shade.
Yeah.
So I'm not really a person. Are you a person that loves the sun? Would you sit and
No. I have a history with the sun, which I won't go into now, but it's not a happy story. But No, I don't sit out at all. So, no, I have to be doing something.
Keep moving.
Yeah, well, you know the damage that the sun can do. So this is, I suppose, leads us nicely into the changing of the seasons, because people assume that because the sun isn't shining that they don't have to put the sunscreen on anymore. But you're here to tell us that you do.
I know. So ultimately, look, we would see it an awful lot with our nerdy clients, as we like to call them on The Skin Nerd. But essentially, a lot of our clients would come to us seasonally, as with many clinics across the country. People would tend to book in for a consult, you know, the four different seasons, so spring, summer, winter, etc., autumn. And it's because the temperature and the humidity essentially affects our skin massively. So at this moment in time, obviously, it tends to be a couple of different seasons within an hour at the moment. Yeah. But by and large, what's happening is there's a lot less moisture in the air, and then that tends to in turn potentially cause inflammation, irritation, dehydration. So people tend to contact and say, I don't quite know what to do. So it's not that you have to invest heavily or spend an awful lot more time. And I'm not encouraging people to spend frivolously just because the weather is changing. But if you find that your skin is changing at these times, it's nice to have a little army of products at home that you can essentially lean upon if you feel that that is your reality. But the reality is, as I said, the humidity, it's twofold. So when example, in Santorini last week, there's a lot of humidity in the air. When that's your reality in summer holidays and that, you actually got a lot more oil on your skin. Whereas now in Ireland, there's no humidity, very, very little humidity in the air. So what tends to happen is the skin is dry, taut, irritated. And then you might be popping on the heating for an hour or two a day. Mm. That dry heat really causes havoc with the skin. You can get breakouts, or more likely you're going to feel like rough textural, rough texture to the skin.
So how do you get around that?
Yeah, so I suppose the objective, what you're always trying to do in skincare across the board, all seasons, is something called transepidermal water loss. Bit of a mouthful, right? In skincare, we call it TOOL. So essentially it means that you're trying to get as much moisture, water back into the skin. So Ray, you know what I'm going to say? I'm sitting here with a beautiful glass of water beside me. So inside out is always step one for skincare. I wish it was this magic elixir of a product that was the holy grail. It's not. But ultimately, trying to attract water to your skin is important, and then retaining water is really important. One thing I do need to say, though, is there is a difference between moisture and oil. So how do you know what the difference is? So for example, if you look at my skin right now, I've had my makeup on since about 6 o'clock this morning. There's a lot of oil on my skin. How do I know? So if I put my finger up and run it across, say, my forehead or along my nose or my chin, I'll feel like an oily residue. Whereas if somebody is quite dehydrated, it feels quite taut and tight. So
So the oil is good?
Oil can be good, right. Yes. So, well, that's a whole different kettle.
Okay.
But ultimately, when you're going into this time of the year, what you're really being aware of is that if you're lacking in oil, you'll feel taut and tight. If you're feeling dehydrated, how would you know? You just feel that your skin is rougher. So really, that's the reality of what happens at this time of the year. So to answer your question, what are you looking for? There's almost like a checklist of ingredients, and more than likely, they're in whatever you're using. So you might just need to use a little bit more or more frequent, or perhaps, as many our clients will admit to us, they're great at using products 3 or 4 days of the week, but maybe not the full 7 days of the week. So just upping the ante in usage can be great. Those ingredients, key one would be hyaluronic acid. So we naturally have it inside us. So just trying to get a little bit more of that into your skin. That can be in a cleanser, a serum, a spritz. It could be a moisturiser. It's really your choice, whatever you prefer to use. Glycerine is an absolute original, back to the olden 1920s skincare
days.
Where
do you get glycerine?
Glycerine is usually found in moisturisers. Okay. And how would you know? Usually the brand will tell you proudly and loudly on the front of the package. And if not, obviously I'm slightly nerdy, but if you turn over the back of the package, you'll usually see that exact word written in the first two lines. Okay. And if it's in the first two lines, that's what it's called, the inky list on the back of a bottle. If a product is saying it has an ingredient in it, you're really looking for it to then actually match up on the back of the bottle and be in the first two lines to truly actually warrant that it is in it in an efficacious level. Another ingredient will be ceramides. So ceramides, how do you know? Same thing. It'll tell you on the front, it'll tell you on the back. But ceramides are something you and I, all genders, all skins have. It's essentially your natural moisturising factor. So it's like your natural moisturiser within your own skin. But light, life, exfoliation, stress, etc., etc. Cleaning without the gloves on, you know, any detergents can really irritate it. So you're really looking for hyaluronic acid, which isn't exfoliating, really hydrating. You're looking for glycerine, you're looking for ceramides. And that they're all what we call emollients in skincare. So this time of the year, as I said, skin can feel quite dry, and it is actually like the month of celebrating National Eczema Awareness Month. 10% of adults suffer with eczema, 20% of kids on this island of ours suffer with it. So it's really common. Really what you have to do is what we call emollient therapy. So going back to those ingredients I just mentioned, either the ceramides or the glycerine or the hyaluronic, you start the day with washing with an ingredient like that, like a face wash or a body wash. And then during the day, if perhaps not possible for you, Ray, on radio, but for those of us that work at home and are on Zoom calls, putting on moisturiser throughout the day. And then at nighttime, again, washing and moisturising with those ingredients.
You're shocked that I don't apply any moisturiser.
Yeah, Ray. And do you know what? Your skin is just beautiful.
It's not. No,
you've beautiful skin.
Yeah,
genetics, they say, clinical studies will say that about 40% of it is genetics and 60% is lifestyle.
Right.
So that's something that we will either love to know or loathe to know. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, and just by the way, are men coming round to skincare more?
Yeah, very much so. And we would see it an awful lot. Like if we look at, we've 60,000 members on the Skin Nerd, and a lot, like it's increasing year on year, which has pros and cons. I think unfortunately the reason why it's increasing is that men are also feeling the pressure societally to look and behave a certain way, and that's never what we want to advocate for. But in terms of the skin is an organ. Like you and I are sitting in the same room with the same aircon, we go outside, we're in the same environment, the same sun. So from that perspective, I'd really encourage people not to see skincare as female specific, frivolous and aesthetic and pretty, but actually trying to see the skin as a barometer of health at times and just looking after
and
it.
And it's another organ, as you say.
Exactly.
So we said you were coming in. We invited our listeners to send in questions. So let's get to those. We've about 3 minutes on this, just so you know. My 14-year-old son has a band of spots around his nose, forehead and chin. Could your skin expert give some advice on how to get him into a good habit with skincare without naming it skincare? Aha!
That's the trick.
As he won't really engage with me about it, yes.
Yeah, I totally understand that. And my son is nearly 21, so I'm about 7 years ahead of you. So I suppose the key ingredient that you're looking for at times is an ingredient called salicylic acid, which is quite a potent ingredient. So you're trying to do it and look for it. And again, walk into any pharmacy and they'll point you in the right direction. You're looking for something in around 1% because it's not as harsh as what we'd use as an adult. So it's antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, will help with those little spots that you might have. It'll help with the blackheads. So often before a spot is a spot, it's been a trapped piece of oil, which appears as a black, it's basically oxidized oil. So that is definitely something that's important. Getting him to do it in the shower can be advantageous, or associating it with if he's a sports player, you know, when he comes home from the sport or playing golf or whatever.
Get one of his role models and suggesting that they do it. Yes, yeah.
So
just mention that thing again.
The key ingredient is salicylic acid. And if I may, making sure, going back to what we ironically just said earlier, getting that hydration back into the skin. Sometimes we're dealing with spots we like to wash, overwash. We're quite zealous with it, but actually giving hydration back. So it's yin and yang. give and take, always giving back to the skin is key.
So drink the water as well. Is there anything I can do to get rid of that furrowed little wrinkle on the bit of my forehead at the top of my nose between my eyes?
This is such a large conversation, isn't it? And like, do you know what?
It's just here, yeah, just it's between just, the eyebrows.
Little,
yeah,
the little frown line. Yes. So we call them the 11s because they often can look like two little italics or 11s. Yes.
So they're vertical as opposed to horizontal.
So either way, they can go either way. Yeah. But ultimately, I suppose what people are looking for in over-the-counter solution, the key ingredient that clinically actually makes a difference to synthesizing or creating your own collagen elastin is an ingredient called retinol. So retinol, you'll find like every brand will be delighted to tell you about their retinol. Okay. It's such a game changer. So that does make a difference. But one thing to really point out, if I may, is that your skin is obviously more superficial. You can touch it, see it, feel it. Whereas when you're dealing with muscles, skincare can't affect muscles, and the muscle is actually what's starting to collapse ever so slightly, which is why. So not to confuse skincare as the main reason they can help with long-term wrinkles.
Can you work out? Can you do a workout for you?
Facial yoga is huge. Huge. We had quite a bougie wedding where the next day we had a little skin suite and we had a yoga specialist there.
Genuinely. Right.
You can do it internally in your mouth. And you can,
we genuinely do.
But it really, if you think about yoga for your body, Ray is pulling all sorts of faces now because I know you can't see him. It looks beautiful. But no, in all seriousness, you can actually do facial exercise for that.
Maybe the next time you come in, we might.
I'll demo it. You do it with me, Ray Darcy,
we'll have a national face yoga session.
Competition.
Jennifer Rock, thank you very much. Congratulations again. That's Jennifer Rock there, skin nerd. Sarah and Cormac are on the way on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.